headlines this hour. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad promises to resist oppressive powers as he takes oath of office for a second term. Russia says Georgia is swiftly rearming in preparation for new military action ahead of the first anniversary of their war. And Afghan villagers say an airstrike by US helicopters has killed four members of a family in Kandahar province.
Hello, you're watching Press TV's International News. Coming to you from Tehran, I'm Marzia Hashimi.
And I'm Nargis Mowallighi. Many thanks for joining us. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been sworn in for a second term in office at the Iranian parliament.
I, as the president, swear by God before the Holy Quran and the Iranian nation that I will safeguard the official religion, the Islamic Republic, and the Constitution, and use all my resources to fulfill my responsibilities.
After the swearing-in ceremony, Ahmadinejad praised the 40 million strong turnout in the June 12th presidential election. He also said the election marked the beginning of major changes in Iran and the world. On foreign policy, the president said Iran will continue its active role in the international arena. Almost all parliament members, including the minority factions, were attending the swearing-in ceremony. Ahmadinejad was formally endorsed as president by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on Monday. Ahmadinejad won a landslide victory in the June presidential election. He has now 2 weeks to introduce his cabinet members to parliament for approval.
Sporadic gatherings have been held in front of the Iranian parliament as Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was being sworn in for a second term in office. Police have prevented a group of people from gathering near the president's swearing-in venue at a downtown square in Tehran. Security forces had cordoned off the area surrounding the parliament hours before the ceremony began. There has been no report of any clashes or violent protests.
Iran and Oman have signed seven agreements to promote cooperation in areas such as economy, culture and security. The agreements were signed during the visit of the Omani monarch Sultan Qaboos. They include deals for the construction of a joint petrochemical project and a power plant. The two countries also agreed to avoid double taxation. Sultan Qaboos arrived in Tehran on Tuesday for a three-day visit. He's met President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
New details have emerged about the fate of three American citizens who went missing in Iraq's Kurdistan last week.
The Americans came from Turkey on 28th of July. They stayed one day, then traveled to Soleimaniye. They called a taxi driver to take them to Ahmed Awar Resort. The taxi driver knew Arabic, and two of these Americans were students in a Syrian university and knew Arabic as well. That's why they called him to take them to Ahmed Awar.
The Americans, who were originally four people, are reported to have been on a hiking journey across the border. A fourth was left behind after catching a cold, while the other three headed for Ahmed Awar. Earlier reports said Iranian officials had confirmed the arrest of the three Americans and that the case was under investigation. Reuters quoted Foreign Ministry spokesman Hassan Qashqavi as saying he cannot confirm or deny the arrest of the three inside the Iranian territory. However, Qashqavi has told Press TV that he has provided no comments to the media.
Russia has accused Georgia of rearming its military in order to carry out a new military offensive in the region. Russia's deputy chief of staff says Tbilisi is strengthening its forces to unprecedented levels. He says even though there is no evidence of imminent action, Moscow believes the move is aimed at starting a new war. The Russian official has also accused the US of supplying weapons to Georgia and says if this continues, Moscow will be forced to respond accordingly. That's while Georgia claims Russia is moving its border posts further into the territory. EU monitors say neither claim can be verified and have urged both sides to show restraint as they prepare to mark the first anniversary of their 2008 war.